Do you know the difference between below, beneath, and under? That's a question my students often ask me. Hi everyone, I'm Stephanie from BritScent, and today I'm going to compare the uses of these three important prepositions. So first, let's look at some similarities between them. Below, beneath, and under can all be used to indicate physical position, with something positioned lower than something else. For example, there's a key under the doormat. You'll find more information below this paragraph. She hid the gift beneath the blanket. Another similarity is that below and under can both be used to talk about measurements and levels. For example, the temperature drops below zero in winter. The package weighs under 5 kilos. Now let's look at some different uses of each, starting with below. Below indicates that something or someone is of a lower rank, status, or level compared to another. For example, in the company hierarchy, assistants are below managers. Students below graduate level cannot access these research facilities. It also refers to something positioned lower on a page, document, or list. For example, the references are listed below the main text. Comment below for more information. And lastly, below indicates something that's considered inferior, less acceptable, or not meeting a standard. For example, his behaviour was below what we expect from our employees. The restaurant's hygiene standards were below acceptable levels. Okay, now let's move on to other uses of the word beneath. This word describes something at a lower level, usually underground. For example, there's an extensive tunnel system beneath the city. Archaeologists discovered ancient ruins beneath the modern buildings. It can also be used to say that something is not good enough for someone. For example, he refused to lie. It was beneath him. She thought that cleaning the floor was beneath her. And finally, under. This word can be used to describe a position of authority or control. For example, all the employees under the new manager must attend the meeting. The project is under her supervision. If a book, article, or piece of information is under a particular title, you can find it by following that title on a list, in a book, or in a library. For example, you'll find this book under fiction in the library. Look under settings to update your password. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a little quiz. Which words should we use in these two sentences? 1. The secret tunnel runs the castle. And 2. Children the age of 10 must be accompanied by an adult. Write your answer in the comments.